Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Councilman Freddie King has joined us on WWL. He's joining us on WWL now. He was with me with the five young gentlemen. And Councilman, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Glad to be on Scoop. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you for being there that day. How's your wife doing? I know she was having surgery today.
Yeah, she had a minor procedure. She's recovering well. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. I've talked about you being there, and I've talked about how impressed I was with these young people and that there was a common denominator about lack of supervision, too much time on their hands, nobody to look up to. And so many of those things are not their fault. I'm to the point now in the conversation where the topic of guns came up. And weren't you amazed at how easily they can all come up with a gun if they want to?
That was one of the more shocking and scary things that they said in that whole meeting, that they can get a gun anytime, any place. They can buy it from someone. They trade guns. How just accessible a gun is to these youth, it was very alarming.
You know, when I brought up the idea of young black males bringing guns to things like a six-year-old birthday party, I mean, so often we're talking about a shooting at a party, and I'm thinking, if I thought I had to bring a gun to a party, I'm not going to go to that party. I mean, if I need a gun at a party, why am I going to the party? And what kind of surprised me was that they talked about how girls think they're cool if they have a gun.
Yeah, they mentioned that. We all did things growing up that we thought the girls would like, or at least I know I did, and never was it bringing a gun to a party or to anywhere. But they also made it just seem like it was kind of a way of life. You know, like carrying a gun is like carrying a wallet for them. And just getting into, I hate to say, not mischievous because it's more serious, but, you know, they were saying, just wake up and ride around and wait for somebody to call us to say, hey, we have, basically saying they would just wake up in the morning and ride around waiting for somebody to buy or sell drugs. They just had no structure. And that was something that was not new, but it's always alarming when you hear it. So you think of what can be done to give these kids structure. We all heard the saying that an idle mind is a devil's workshop, and that's very much the case with so many of our youth today. They have nothing to do. A lot of them are screaming out for attention, and it's on us as a city to provide them with some positive outlet.
All right, Fred, let me get to a break here, and we'll come back on the other side of the break. I've got some more comments that I want to hear from you, your impression of meeting with the five juvenile offenders, and I'll share a little bit more about what I remember about that. So hang on, and we'll be right back. Councilman Freddie King is with us on WWL. I'm Scoot, and we're talking about the visit that both of us had with five juvenile youths at the New Orleans Juvenile Justice Center. And it was really an eye-opening experience. I can't say that I'm totally surprised by what I heard. I don't know if I learned much new, but it confirmed much of what I have known to be true. And getting confirmation on things like no supervision isn't reassuring. I mean, that doesn't feel good. You know, I've talked about that for a long time. When kids are raising kids, when kids come into the world and they have no supervision and nobody to look up to, I mean, what do you expect? It's going to be a tough life for them, and many times they're going to find somebody to look up to who's into no good. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're going to get Coleman to share some of your text messages with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're going to continue with New Orleans Councilman Freddie King Jr. He was with me in fact, he set it up for me to be with him and meet with the five juvenile offenders in the New Orleans juvenile justice system. Councilman, what stands out most in your mind from that conversation with those five youths?
I would say one thing that stood out to me, although I've heard it before, is the lack of the supervision. I want to kind of hone in on that just for a second, because think about if a kid is allowed to just wake up in the morning, left alone to ride around, get into all kinds of trouble without any accountability, that tells me that there is something at home that is wrong. And when we had that conversation with the staff after the meeting with the kids, you asked it, hey, is maybe the lack of supervision leading to so much of this the youth and this is wild sex? I forget how you laid it out for them, but it's something that we have to address as a society. So many of the kids there what she said, grandparents.
Well, it seems like a lot of the crime today is the result of young people just you know, banging each other. I mean, just instinctively just having sex without any regard for a child that might be brought into the world. And it seems like this is a low common denominator of the crime problem.
Yes, I think that is part of it. It doesn't matter what demographic, North Louisiana, country, rural, urban, that is a problem. A lot of the grandparents there are in their 30s. A lot of the youth there who are locked up have kids. So that is definitely a problem. And I know we have this kind of this live and let live society, but we have to rein things in a bit. We had to, in my opinion, rein things in. And I don't know if the answer is teach more sex ed in school, but we definitely have a problem with this, with our youth having kids, and it leads to things like this. One thing that also stood out to me was the fact that the staff and the youth themselves said that they're white kids. Sometimes we have the same charges or similar charge are in there for a day at the most. Sure. I think that's something to be said. And I'm not making excuses, but I think it's just something to acknowledge and let the listeners know that every kid that commits a crime in the city is not a black boy. For whatever reason, they're the ones in jail the most, but they're not the only ones committing crimes. And that was said by the staff, and that was also acknowledged by the youth. And how you think that plays in their psyche? Like, we get arrested for the same problem, but we stay in 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
But you know what amazed me is they're not resentful or hateful toward the white kids. They're going, hey, you know what? No. They got a chance to do it. They had a chance to get out. They got out. We don't hate them for that.
No, they just kind of look at it as a part of life, and hard but fair, sad but true. That is a part of life.
All right, Councilman, do you have any time, like at the beginning of the next hour, like in 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, look, let's call back after the news, because there's a few more things that I want to talk about concerning this. I don't want to let this go. And I want to ask you why you didn't turn out the way these kids turned out. What was different in your life? And I agree with you. We need to talk more about the supervision. So we're going to continue right after the news with New Orleans Council Member Freddie King Jr., who set it up, and he was with me when I had a conversation with 5 juvenile youth in the Juvenile Justice Center. And, you know, it really is lack of supervision. And when you wake up in the morning and there's nobody there and one kid is talking about sleeping in a different bed every night, he's just going riding with his partners waiting for something to come up. All right. I want to continue to I want to talk about my visit with the 5 juvenile offenders in the Juvenile Justice Center. Councilman Freddie King from New Orleans set this up, and he's on the phone with us now. And I want to wrap this up by asking you, Freddie, what stands out most in your mind? And it was about the supervision, but also why did this not happen to you when you were young?
Well, first of all, Tommy, the first thing is I had both of my parents. That's what I would attribute to it. I had a mother who, when we got off in school, she made sure we did our homework. I had a dad who set a great example as to what a man is supposed to do. I saw my dad go to work. He worked at Bridge City, in LTI, Bridge City, which is basically a juvenile jail, and he stressed discipline because he did not want me to end up in Bridge City. So he made sure that I didn't have behavioral issues. If I did at school, he would discipline me. And it made me a better man. And he kept me and my siblings active in sports. Both him and my mom, whether it's in NARD, every season we were doing something because of Idle Mind, the Devil's Workshop, and they kept us busy. And also, I have to attribute it to the village. We always talk about it takes a village to raise a child. I had grandparents, I had aunties, I had church members who, if they saw me or my cousin somewhere we weren't supposed to be, before we got home, the phone call was made. So it wasn't pretty much hiding in plain sight. We didn't have this opportunity to just do what we want to do. We were accountable to our parents, to ourselves. And for me, that was the big difference. Having someone to keep you accountable, but specifically my parents being there 24/7. There wasn't a day I didn't see both my parents in the household watching me and my sisters.
You know, and you represent a lot of people you represent a lot of people that are misjudged by the stereotyping that is done based on what people see in the news. You know, what I also found a little bit sad was the talk about having dreams and maybe not being able to follow those dreams, or maybe getting a sense that you really couldn't follow your dreams. And, you know, as you witnessed, I tried to impress upon them that, you know, all of our dreams don't come true. You know, all of my dreams didn't come true. My life in some ways now is a dream, but only because I worked hard and I didn't get a lot of situations that I wanted. I didn't get opportunities that I thought I deserved and wanted. And if that happens to you, you can't be down and blame everybody else. You just have to keep trying. And life's not fair.
Life is not fair. I've heard the saying, fair is where they eat pie and judge pigs. But yeah. What I want to stress is I'm not taking up for these kids. I'm not making any excuses. I just want the listeners to understand what we see on TV, what we see on the news is a small segment of these kids' lives. They are simply, like all of us, a product of their environment. They grew up in poverty-stricken, violent places without parental supervision, with the supervision that they had telling them, hey, selling drugs is the right thing to do. Stealing cars is the right thing to do. We heard, not to get into details, Scoop, about situations where you had a young girl and a young boy, both teens, committing carjackings, and they had a child, and that child is now being left to be raised by a grandparent because both teens are now locked up. And it's a cycle, and if we want to break this cycle, it would take the entire city of New Orleans, and I'm glad that you were there, somebody who they don't see every day, coming in there, listening, talking, and I'm going to continue to do that and continue to do what I can as a council member with us through the budget, or ordinances to give these kids something to hope for and something to do that is positive to keep them busy.
And Freddie, I want to be active with this too. If there's anything that I can do, or if you can use me or this show to do anything, please, you know, let me know and I will do what I can to help. You know, again, a lot of this broke my heart, but I still understand that they're accountable for their behavior and they understand that too. You know, I was surprised that they had a lot of reasons why they were incarcerated and why they were in this situation. But all five of them accepted accountability for what they had done. And I really felt good about how they expressed that they were not going to let this happen again when they get out.
Yes. None of them said, oh, it's the system, it's the man. They understand that they have certain obstacles to overcome, but they took full accountability. I put myself in a situation, and when I get out, and you ask them what would be different, and they made it clear, change my surroundings. One of the sad things I heard is we have to get out of New Orleans. Our youth don't feel like they have a future in this city, the same city that I grew up in, you grew up in, that I'm raising my kids in. So many kids don't feel like they have a future in this city. So I'm doing what I can to change that, but you're right, Scoot, none of them shifted the blame. They all took full responsibility, and that's a step of being an adult, being a productive citizen.
Well, Councilman, thanks for setting it up. I relished every moment that I was there. It was a very enlightening and enriching moment for me. And again, nobody on this show is suggesting that, you know, we all blame the system, although there's a lot of blame that goes to the system. But ultimately, the individual needs to accept responsibility for their behavior. And these five young men did. But we still need to do better to address those issues that give them an equal chance, that give them what other kids don't have. Because, you know, every child that comes into this world deserves certain things. And these young men did not get that. They're still responsible for their behavior, but they're in this situation because they didn't get what other kids had, which is basic supervision.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, Councilman, thanks for being with us. Let me know what I can do to help in the future.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot. New Orleans Councilman Freddie King Jr.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.